This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel summons joint sessions of Federal Parliament on 10th of May. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports wildfire cases in 436 locations of 53 districts. 7th National ICT Day marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presented pledges to establish Innovation Fund to expand ICT sector. And US accuses Russia of using chemical choking agents in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has summoned the joint sessions of the Federal Parliament on the 10th of May. The Office of the President said President Pawdel summoned the budget session of the Federal Parliament on the 10th of May at 2 p.m. on the recommendation of the Cabinet. According to Government Spokesperson and Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma, the Cabinet meeting held today made the recommendation to the President to call the new budget session. The Cabinet also decided to coordinate with provincial and local levels to tackle the increasing cases of wildfires and to carry out relief efforts. Meanwhile, the number of wildfire is increasing day by day. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the wildfires are occurring at around 436 locations in 53 districts. The wildfire incidents were reported in 165 locations of 39 districts yesterday. The authority's wildfire expert Sundar Sharma said the wildfires are spreading due to lack of rainfall for long time and strong wind. He said the topographical challenges and lack of resources were causing additional hurdles to control the wildfires. Expert Sharma said districts including Kailali, Doti, Salyan, Dailik and Palpa have been highly affected by the wildfires. The National Information and Communications Technology ICT Day has been marked today, organizing various programs. Every year, the 2nd of May has been celebrated as the National ICT Day to push for development and promotion of information and communications technology in the country. Addressing a program organized by the Communication and Information Technology Ministry on the occasion of the National ICT Day, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presented pledge to establish an innovation fund in the upcoming fiscal year's policy, program and budget for the expansion of ICT sector. He added that groundwork was being done for the formulation of necessary laws for the establishment of the fund. The Prime Minister further stated that the government was seriously working to integrate and effectively implement the startup program focusing on the youth. Also speaking on the occasion, Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma said the government would launch an awareness campaign to aware people of the safe use of information and communication technology. Minister Sharma also stressed the need for increasing investment in the ICT sector from both the government and private sectors to make the national nation prosperous. Likewise, the Secretary at the Communication Ministry, Ram Krishna Subedi, viewed that the use of IT was mandatory in work performance, education, health and research in recent days. On the occasion, the government also awarded various organizations and individuals for their significant contribution to the development and expansion of information technology sector. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the vice chancellors of the universities have been appointed based on merit. During a meeting with the recently appointed vice chancellors of the Purvanchal, the Midwest and the Far Western universities at Simadarbar today, the Prime Minister reiterated that he made the process of appointing vice chancellors in transparent and competitive manner. Prime Minister Dahal also directed the vice chancellors to focus on producing manpower to compete in the global market by providing quality education from universities. The Federalism Strengthening and National Concern Committee under the National Assembly has directed the government to move ahead in order to conclude the remaining works of the peace process and transitional justice. The committee meeting held at Simhadoram today called on the government to work with the mindset of providing relief to victims, including that of truth and reconciliation. The committee also instructed the government to distribute the identity card of the conflict to everyone and provide services to them. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon has sought cooperation of former administrators and economic experts to make the upcoming fiscal year's budget objective and comparative. According to the Finance Ministry's Secretariat, the Finance Minister sought submissions from former finance secretaries, Nepal Rashtra Bank former governors and former vice chairs of the National Planning Commission to secure their opinions and expertise in regard with the upcoming budget. During the meeting, the experts advised for increasing capital expenditures with the reduction in the general expenditures and adopting a policy for the promotion of export trade. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapilaya has submitted a report of the recently held by-elections to President Ramchandra Podal today. The Office of the Presidency, the Chief Election Commissioner submitted a report of the by-elections to the Member of the House of Representatives and the Member of Province Assembly along with the election results to the President. An elderly couple died in a fire that broke out at their house in Thackeray Rural Municipality 5 of Dhading. Dhading Police Chief Superintendent of Police Gautam Kesi said 70-year-old Tez Bahadur Lama and his wife Twili Lama were killed in the fire last night. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. has accused Russia of deploying chemical weapons as a method of warfare in Ukraine, in violation of international laws banning their use. The BBC has quoted U.S. State Department officials as saying Russia used a choking agent, chloropicrin, to win battlefield gains over Ukraine. The allegations, which U.S. officials said were not an isolated incident, and it would contravene the Chemical Weapons Convention, which Russia has signed. However, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has rejected the accusations, calling them baseless. Speaking to reporters in Moscow, spokesperson Peskov said Russia stood by its obligations under the convention, which prohibits states from developing or acquiring new weapons. The death toll of an expressway collapsed in South China's Guangdong province on early Wednesday morning has risen to 48. According to the Xinhua News Agency, authorities of Mianzhou City updated the casualty. It is said that DNA of another three people are yet to be identified. It is reported that 30 injured people are receiving hospital treatment, and none of them are in life-threatening condition. The official said collapsed section measures 17.9 meters long and covers an area of 184.3 square meters. The rescue and aftermath work continues. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kochi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podal summons joint sessions of Federal Parliament on 10th of May. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports wildfire cases in 436 locations of 53 districts. 7th National ICT Day marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to establish innovation fund to expand ICT sector. And US accuses Russia of using chemical choking agents in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.